Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Yes, written and read by Nympha Stimtoy. He obviously wants me. His eyes wander across my entire body, seizing every opportunity to explore any nook or curve that shows itself to him. But he keeps his hands off because I haven't said yes. I give him gleeful smirks and looks that sparkle with confidence, a power he desperately wants to topple. Oh, to see how my expression changes when he has me pinned on my back. But I haven't said yes. He tries to flirt, I reciprocate. It doesn't take long for it to become explicit with my character. He's visibly uncomfortable in his seat now, one hand resting awkwardly on his opposite thigh in a futile attempt to hide how hard he is. I tease him for it because it's adorable. But I haven't touched him at all, and I haven't said yes. He leans in close, eyes pleading, his whole body betraying the casually dominant confidence he's trying so hard to maintain. I stand up and gesture for him to follow as we step out into the cool evening. But I haven't said yes. This man wants to take me, ravage me. Away from the crowd, he feels emboldened to state it clearly, as if it wasn't already obvious to both of us. He flinches at every urge to pin me to the wall and kiss me, clasps his fist at every urge to put his hand up my dress to feel how wet I am. But he never acts, because I haven't said yes. I lead him all the way back to my room. He's so certain by now that he will get what he wants, but somehow also terrified that it'll never come, that one word he's waiting for. He knows how to treat me and where my boundaries lie, because we flirted about it at length. But I haven't said yes. I haven't even laid a finger on him, nor him me. Just as the door clicks shut behind us, he is at his breaking point. He slams his hand against the wall beside my head, trapping me in the corner. I can feel his hot, desperate breath against me. His stern glare down is met by my shit-eating grin up. "Please," he says, so utterly outmatched. Who was he to think he was ever in control? This dom reduced to begging someone he completely dwarfs with his tall, broad stature. He could overpower me in an instant, manipulate my tiny body in his strong, capable hands, bend me into any shape he desires, and put his entire weight into fucking me. I gently place my palm on his chest, and the sensation surges like electricity through his entire body, freezing him in place. Every thought in his brain ceases. His dick twitches. His breathing stops. And his eyes widen as I lift my mouth up beside his ear. Everything that might be about to happen flashes before his eyes. How hungrily he'll kiss me. How aggressively he'll throw me to the bed. How his fingers will dig into my skin as he trails bites all the way up my thighs. The sound of my tights tearing open. How he'll growl with his face between my legs, How quickly the smirk will come off mine as his hand wraps around my neck and his palm lands on my butt. How I'll gasp when he pushes his cock into me. The marks I'll drag down his back as he makes me come, and those he'll suck onto my neck as he pumps me full. All just one word away. Yes. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of my work at nymphostimtoy.neocities.org and listen to more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.